This actually has no title. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. The Goo Goo Dolls. My inspiration. True, these words. They don't understand. Unless you've been there, you can't criticize. Unless you felt the pain, you can't write about it. Unless you've been through some shit, it beats a tattoo along your skin with every beat of your heart. I bleed my shame through open veins and dance to the rhythm of my center of pain. My mind writhes in torture, the agony fraying my nerves. This demon in me screams, tearing me down, ripping me apart limb from limb until I'm a puddle of shame, quivering on the floor, only to be mocked and mocked up by your pity. I don't want your pity. I don't need it. You can never understand. And yet I throw myself out there time and time again, bearing my soul to you, crying silent tears. And you see this face, and would you call it beautiful? You see this body, would you call it sexy? You see this mind, would you call me a freak? Would you call me weird? Or perhaps a more PC odd is the term you'd use, but I don't care. This pain is my fuel. The shame is the lead in my pencil, and the rage is my paper. These tears are my voice. Can you hear me? Splashing down upon your ears like a gentle rainstorm, ready to become a squall. I want to blow down your glass houses and shoot bricks rapid fire and expose every dirty deed you've ever thought, ever spoken, ever dreamt, every wet dream you've washed away and tried to hide with your casual lies. I am going to crucify you. Every damn one of you, every harsh word, every derogatory breath, every sarcastic glance that stated so clearly that you are better than me. For every day you drove your glass words and metal splinters into my shattered ego, I will pay you back 1,000 times because I can. And my shame will stain your name, and you will go down in history as the wood that I burned in my passionate fire as I consume my past and thrash your desire to put me down and chain me. So world, now that you see me, are you sure you understand?
Sarah Kunert.